And our special guest tonight, intuitive psychic Joseph Jacobs. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's 800cself.com. We'll be back with Joseph in a moment. We'll talk about some predictions and some other issues on Coast to Coast AM. Republican Senator Jim Talent of Missouri is conceding defeat to Democrat Claire McCaskill. So it looks like Claire has won senatorial push, and Democrats now are fighting for two more hard-fought contests in Virginia and Montana. They have already taken the House. The Senate remains up for grabs. Joseph, this has been an interesting election year, my friend.
Yeah, time for a change. I kind of sense that there's going to be, I don't want to do too many predictions. I talk about just about anything else this show, because we're coming close to prediction time. We're coming into a heavier year after all this positive talk of mine. We're coming into a year where there will be major escalation in terms of military action and losses. In the Middle East, and the economy is going to be fine through the holidays, but starting towards the end of December, January, February, things will slow down a bit, and the economy is going to go through a bit of a slowdown.
I think you're going to be back with me for full predictions on January 1st, right?
Yeah, I'd love that, yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll do what we did last year where we had a number of psychics on.
Yeah, I do see December, January, and I see it in the United States. I see it in North Korea. I see Israel. December, January, February, it looks like a pretty rough time. And in one of the predictions that I made, I really stuck my neck out on the TV show, was that we may contact with UFOs.
Yes, I remember that.
Now, you know, they haven't made contact with us because they know how we feel about illegal aliens, right? and if they were, they couldn't land on the White House lawn because they'd be shot down. Or if they landed somewhere in gun-toting Texas, they'd be shot down. So, but I think that there will be some sort of news, some sort of connection with another planet.
It's, and let me tell you, if that happens, Joseph, it'll be one of the biggest stories of all times.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen next year. Next year is going to be an awesome year, and it is a year where we can begin to focus now on any kind of coming from a humanitarian perspective, coming from the ethical, even more so than this year. If you're unethical, watch out. If you're not doing charitable work, if you're not doing a helping of other people, we may need to help a lot of people. There may be diseases. So it's going to be a rough year. So you may as well start working now on positive thinking and feeling. And then you got to do the work.
Psychically, what kind of a year is George Bush going to have next year?
Well, I kind of see him becoming more and more aggressive right around December again. Right around December, January, and beyond.
Of next year?
Yeah.
Huh. A fighter.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there's a lot of aggression. I'm seeing it from that ill guy in North Korea. Proper, he was given a proper name, ill. one thing you don't know about me is that I have a terrible time remembering names. Whenever I go to a gathering, even of people that I know, my wife, while we're in the car, goes through everybody's name with me. Kim Jong Il there's some changes that are going to be happening in North Africa. And there's some he's either going to have to meet with us or there's going to be some more saber rattling.
What about Earth changes, Joseph?
Well, it's interesting. I think I mentioned quite a while back that 2012. that we were going to be hit with some sunspots.
I think you're right.
And the scientific community has been saying that that's when it's going to peak in 2012. But 2012, according to the calendar, the Mayan calendar, is really a change towards the positive. It's the end of the hell years. The hell years started in the 16th century, and we've been living through them. And there was a slight shift during the harmonic convergence. Now, whether the harmonic convergence back in 86 really happened or not, just that consciousness. Here we're back to tens of thousands of people believing in the harmonic convergence. Made huge changes in South Africa and the USSR and Germany and the Berlin Wall falling, and it's been a kind of history that whenever there is positive change, something negative begins to happen as well.
You know, Joseph, what's going on though with time? It just seems to be going by so fast. And I mean, here's one quick example. This January, only a few months away, will be my fourth full-time year doing Coast to Coast. Mm-hmm. 4 years since Art handed over the reins to me. In April, it'll be six...
I predicted 10 years ago you would be big time.
Well,
in five
you did.
Years.
6 years from now. 6 years in April since I've been associated with Coast to Coast. And I've got to tell you, you know, originally when I came in here in 2003 full-time, I said, you know what, I'm going to take this through 2012. It sounded good. I want to take it through the Mayan calendar, see what happens, and then, you know, kind of retire in 2013. I'm not going to do that anymore. It's coming up so fast. I'm just going to hang in there.
Oh, absolutely.
As I say, take me out in a gurney one day when I'm 90. You know, I don't care. But what's happening to time? It's going by so fast.
It is going by fast. And you know, it used to be 20, 30 years ago, you'd hear old guys like me saying, you know, boy, time goes fast. And 18-year-olds would go, huh? But now you hear 18 and 20-year-olds saying, gee, where's the year going? Time seems to be moving fast, but then information seems to be moving fast. It's part of the electronic age. It's part
maybe
of the information.
Maybe that's doing it. You may be right there.
It's computers and jet planes and fast-moving cars and history. I mean, we've had more history in the last 20 years than we have in two centuries.
Why does everything?
We're going to have a lot of scientific discoveries, a lot of healing, a lot of medicine coming up. Also,
I mean, there are
positive changes coming as well. I kind of lately have been sensing another dimension in a way.
How so?
I almost sense at times as if there is
like a break,
another
warp?
Skin. Yeah, another kind of like a skin, a breakthrough. Yeah.
I think that's how shadow people are coming through.
Yeah, I do too. So that I think there's some kind of a shift going on, definitely. And you know, birthing for a woman is a painful thing, and the planet will be going through a lot of changes. And we need to make some drastic changes, otherwise you're not going to be eating fish in
50 years.
You know?
Yeah, it'll be all gone.
Yeah.
2048, they say. That's it for fish.
Yeah. And we can't be blind to that. And we can't, you know, it's coming out of greed, you know. Well, you want to see the face of evil, that Reynolds guy from Exxon, who retired from Exxon. I mean, that's that kind of greed. You know, it's almost like a virus. I mean, they're robbing the poor to pay the rich. I mean, you're killing your consumer. You know,
how long can that
continue?
We've got
to rethink some things.
How long can that continue?
I don't know. It can't. You're killing the body.
It's going to bust.
Yeah. So they're going to be. But people are waking up all over, and that's what I meant by the demonstrations. There are all sorts of demonstrations where people are finally standing up where they've never stood up before, Nepal and Kyrgyzstan and Hungary, and demanding changes.
I think this world, this planet, is going to be okay. I think there's going to be some bumps along the road. I think people are going to get to a point, Joseph, where they're fed up and they're going to say, you are not going to implant us with chips. This is not going to happen. Stay away from us, big brother. We want to take our lives back. And I think this is going to happen very rapidly.
You know, and we're each of us here for personal refinement, as I mentioned before. And there are methods towards personal refinement. And there are guidelines towards it in metaphysical books and in religious books. How do you polish a diamond? With friction, with heat.
Yes.
And sometimes you got to go through some friction, some heat. Sometimes you got to hit bottom. Sometimes you've got to go through difficult times in order to grow. And that's why it's so important to not foolishly, but think of positive things.
Joseph, November.
And take time. You know, in other words, don't let yourself be pulled by the tempo of the time. My website, the daily psychic views that I have, those two or three one-liners, they're nothing like Nostradamus's quatrains. But very often in those cryptic one-liners, I have a lot of information, even in terms, occasionally in terms of someone born that day. But there is a tempo to each day. Each day has some days are quick, some days are slow. But listen, if you're waiting in line to see a movie or at the bank or work in the 9-to-5, it takes just as long. And yet time seems to be moving faster.
On November 17, I'm going to be doing a live show on the haunted Queen Mary in Long Beach. Would you and your wife be my guest and at least come on out there that night?
Oh, that's, we'll have to talk about that.
I don't know what your schedule is like, but we'll make sure Tom gets a hold of you and see if that can work out.
It's just I usually flake out around 10 o'clock.
You do. You know, other than these shows, you're not a... Well, we'll see. They'll find a place for you to sleep on the... maybe we'll put you in one of the haunted rooms.
I would like that.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, sure. I believe in spirit. You know, I believe that more than I believe that we are connected to a God, we are connected to guides, and we are connected to what some people will call angels, some people will call them spirit guides, soul, other souls who've passed over. I think when a Catholic, I'm a Jew, but I think when a Catholic prays to Mary or to a saint, he's probably closer than directly to the God consciousness.
I think so. I think so.
I do believe in that, and I do believe in reincarnation too.
How do people create their own fortune? And I don't mean money. How do they do it?
I think what you want to accomplish. Accept where you are. Think of what you want to do. Get in touch with your feelings about what you want to do, and then do the work. And the work, if you need a relationship, is to socialize in the right venues, not in a barroom, but in the right venues, or take a class, or join a good church or synagogue. If you need to change your career, take action, do the work, and ultimately what you're doing is also working on yourself.
Are you into music? Do you think good music puts you in the right mood?
Oh, I like jazz, so I listen to jazz most of the day. Music can do that. You know, and you've discussed how when you tell a plant it's no good, it's ugly, it'll never amount to anything.
That's what happens
and then you
to
tell
the
same genetic, tell a plant of the same genetic makeup, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're going to grow beautifully. You see the results.
Look what Dr. Emoto has done with his experiments with frozen water crystals. And, you know, he'll play good music, freeze a crystal, look under a microscope, and there it's gorgeous. Or he'll send bad music at it, and it'll look horrible. It's
one
amazing.
One thing that's interfering with, and this is an important topic also, is how you feed your mind.
How so? What do you mean?
In other words, if look, I love a good crime show once in a while, or you know, when the guy fights for justice and the bad guy goes down, and I occasionally a scary movie or whatnot. But
have you seen Dexter yet on cable?
No, I haven't. But I mean,
this is incredible.
But I love Eureka, by the way. I hope that comes back on the Sci-Fi Channel. That's a wonderful show.
I think it will. And, you know, we're working on the Sci-Fi project, which I want to talk with you about.
I love Stargate, Stargates also. But, I mean, all those crime and bloody doctor shows are on at 9 and 10 o'clock at night. And watching that. But also, if you go into the MTV presentations, if you're watching a show where there are 30-second cuts, you know, a cut of visual.
Fast-paced.
Yeah, there is no thinking. You know, no wonder we've got so much, so many kids with learning disabilities.
Well, it's all subliminal, Joseph.
Yeah,
that's
or if you're seeing it, let's say you're seeing a show and it's about love, and the next thing you're looking at somebody who's selling you a car, or some medication that you don't need. You know, and that juxtaposition of information that's coming in also can be detrimental to your thinking. We need to move away from the electronics and into ourselves, and to work on ourselves in some moments of quiet. That's really kind of what I'm stressing here.
Well, you know, we were talking about why is time going by so fast, and Joseph, just look at what's going on. Faster computers, faster planes, faster cars, faster ability to do cell phone work, faster internet. I mean, do you know how frustrating it is to be on a slower system reaching the internet? Yet 2 or 3 years ago, we would have loved to have what we have.
Oh, sure.
It's amazing. Why is it that everybody's obsessed with speed?
Speed and information and constant titillation, you know, that's external, but you need to focus on the internal.
Man,
it's not just about money. I mean, certainly you got to pay the rent. You know, there are no shoulds in life, but there are a few musts. You got to pay the rent or the mortgage. You got to feed yourself and your family. There are a few musts, but. We live in a country where everything is possible. So if you're making $30,000, why aren't you making $40,000? If you're making $40,000, why aren't you making $100,000? If you're making $100,000, why aren't you president? And that pressure, and television also, you know, tells us that we're not good enough. You smell bad, so you need this, and you don't feel well, so you need that. And so there's a lot of input. Be conscious of what you're being told. Be conscious of what you're not being told.
And Joseph, you still doing the card system?
Oh yeah, it's you know, I use the card system and I use numerology as a kind of second opinion, as a modifier. In other words, as a hint. Because when I was developing psychically, it's one thing to say, oh, I see that there is a John in your life, or I see the color purple around you, or is there an R around you, or you used to see a guy who was Oriental, or whatever. So what? One thing about a reading is timing, and it's the work that you need to do. And the work that you need to do. And you don't want to rush ahead with your life if you need to be sitting still. And you don't want to be sitting still if you need to be moving your life ahead.
Joseph, let's continue the dialogue when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And next hour, we'll really open up those phone lines to give you an opportunity to talk with Joseph Jacobs. We'll take a few calls now and continue the discussion right here on Coast to Coast AM. Joseph, what's a favorite thing of what you do? What do you enjoy?
I love to do readings. I like to do crossword puzzles. I, you know, before I go into my crossword. I go to the right side of my brain. I want to make sure that the left side of my brain is functioning every morning. And it's good to exercise your mind. After all, you know, you are not only and become only what you eat. You are what you ingest mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And so each of us has, I like good food. I like good conversation, you know. I've learned one way to pace myself is between readings. I play some computer games, and that's one way of wiping and re-energizing myself, wiping clear. And I'm able to do that. I mean, I don't hold on to some of the hard things that I have to deal with on a regular basis.
I'm thinking of getting myself one of these things for Christmas, one of these high-end computer things, just to play some sports stuff. I mean, the graphics they've come up with now, absolutely unbelievable. But what you're saying is you have to set your mind at ease with something.
Yeah, either quieten your mind through a kind of meditation or, you know, play a little bit, too. I like to play poker, not you know, online, but I like to play poker. I like to, there's a Tetris game that's just incredible that I have, three-dimensional Tetris. And those kind of relax me and then I can go back to work. But I enjoy my work. I've come through many lives and gone in many, many different directions in my life. And it wasn't until 25 years ago, January 1st of 1982, that I started doing this work. And it's been the best part of my life.
It has changed your life, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I mean, I look back about 15 years ago, and I thought, oh, my God, how could I have just sat down and done readings 25 years ago with somebody and you know, with their life issues that they had to deal with? And yet I was very good. And people in the psychic community, I was very active in the psychic community here in Los Angeles, and I worked with some wonderful people, astrologers, psychics, numerologists, et cetera. And they accepted me right away, and very often at psychic fairs, when somebody didn't like their reading, whoever ran it would send them to me. And they said, no, you don't do this card thing. You're a psychic, you know. But I'm an intuitive. There are psychics who are incredible, you know. I mean, I can look at a picture and see certain things about a person. People sometimes call me for a reading, and they'll say, do you want me to send you a picture? I say, no, because that's cabaret, you know. That's the freak show of showing intuition. But to see what the issues are, what the timing is in a person's life, what gets in their way, what are their positive abilities, and to define that, that's what I like to do. That's what it's all about, really.
All right, to the phones. Let's take a few while we continue the dialogue with Joseph Jacobs. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
From Portland.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Yes, I have a question regarding, I understand that positive attitude has a lot to do with things, but I feel in my life like something's constantly trying to get me to turn into one of those people that lives in the box and doesn't help the person that needs help, I reach out, I help many people, and I do it by an intuitive feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But there's times where that bites me, so to speak. But I still reach out to the next person, and I notice that the people around me say, shame on you, shame on you. But I...
What do you mean? What are you saying now? I don't understand.
I don't understand. I guess I feel like there's this negative force in my life, and I feel lately I've really been beat up by everywhere. Every time I turn around, there's all this negative, even though I'm trying to stay positive.
Yeah, there is a tendency for all of us to go through certain cycles which are more difficult than at certain times in our lives than other cycles. And sometimes they can be a one-year or two-year cycle. Sometimes they can be a seven-year cycle.
Can they be a lifetime?
Five-year cycle. But you can also, you know, I know people who go through difficult cycles and still find the positive aspects of it or the learning of it. And sometimes, I tell people, you know, when people ask me for a reading, you know, sometimes all they need is a good lawyer or another doctor or to see a psychologist and to find somebody to give you some feedback.
But this is like a lifetime. It seems like from the very beginning, everything's been a lot. And I can see my learning processes, and I've learned an awful lot. I've had a lot of things that I can sympathize rather than empathize with people with. And I try and take that positive attitude about it. Yeah, it was painful when I went through it at the time, but I can see where it helped me later on and where, you know, it helped me help someone else. But I guess I'm tired. I'm tired of learning. I'm tired of. I just feel tired. And I'm
well, you know, I went through a time in my 20s and 30s where I felt like I was so good to other people. When's it going to happen to me? You know, and sometimes you can improve by just focusing on helping other people. It is a way of helping yourself.
Okay.
It's like charity, you know. I have noticed that when I send out a check, that it comes back to me. It's not the reason I do it. I do it when I can. But sometimes what you may need is have you ever seen a psychologist?
She's back on her radio, I guess, Joseph.
Okay, I think sometimes there may be certain issues that are very deep-seated of something that, you know, affected you early in your childhood that needs to be dealt with and needs to be owned and learned about.
See what I mean? You are like an intuitive consultant, not just a psychic. And I think that's valuable.
No, absolutely. I'm not the kind of psychic who can find criminals remote viewing is a wonderful ability, but it's a wonderful ability for spy work, for finding lost objects, for archaeology, psychic archaeology, and things of that nature. But it doesn't deal with what is my lesson and what am I here to, how am I going to grow and what am I learning and how am I learning it and how can I get the most out of what is happening now.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. You're on with Joseph Jacobs. Hi there.
Hello, George. This is Kathleen. Hello, Joseph.
Hi,
I'm
Kathleen.
I'm hoping to speak for the 50 to 70 million people like me that are stuck in the disease of chronic pain. Is there anything that you could suggest?
Yeah, is to own it. Is to be. If you look at where the pain is, say, what color are you? What is your name? Why are you here? How are you keeping me from doing what is harmful to me? How are you guiding me into doing what is good for me? In other words, to own it. Whenever you get into a depression or a pain, a physical pain, and you go into denial, and you go like, "This shouldn't be happening to me," or you know, then you're making it even worse. So one thing is to bless it. One thing is to meditate on it. And also to see the right, you know, doctor for it.
Yes, the right doctor.
Okay, Kathleen, thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program.
Yes.
Joseph, do you get
You know, when you hear other psychics make their predictions, no names given, and they are wrong, dead wrong, does that upset you?
No. Well, you know, I like to read people and not national stuff. You know, I do that for radio. I get upset by people who charge too much. I get upset by certain unethical people in my profession. I get upset by people who project their own issues onto their clients. I'm fortunate in that I've had some psychological work in my life, and I think there are a lot of practitioners out there, metaphysicians out there, who haven't gotten their act together, who haven't cleared up their life in order to help other people.
Okay, thanks for that. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with Joseph Jacobs. Hi there.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Joseph, I appreciate you coming on with George. George has a wonderful show.
I have a wonderful time, and I even though I flake out at 10 o'clock, I go to bed with George every night.
I heard you say
and
that.
And I think ingesting what Coast to Coast has to say, whether it's George or Art, is a good way of feeding your mind.
Correct, and I hope you make it to the Queen Mary. I would love to tune in that night and hear you. Along with George.
I'll be there in spirit, if not in body.
I try to convince him, George.
Okay, that's good enough.
Quick question, gentlemen.
Sure.
This is for Joseph. I went to your website, and I did figure out that I'm a king of diamonds.
Uh-huh. So is George.
So is George, yes. 6'4 of 1971.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't fully understand what that means, and if it means... something, could it mean...
Well, I put that up because I was going to talk about it one show, and I was going to talk about the charts as well, because the charts, you know, there's that soul spread and there's the life spread, and the soul spread is the world before it went awry, and the life spread is where we are now. And each of us has special abilities. The King of Diamonds is a master of values. He is an evaluator. He has leadership qualities. He has he's multifaceted and has many interests, and very often is interested in things that don't pay. The negative aspect would be the greedy King of Diamonds, the ruthless businessman. Very often very spiritual, very curious about the spiritual matters in life.
I'm in the process of actually doing something very positive for humanity, which I know that won't pay a lot, so I would be the first that you mentioned. I'm not greedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a tendency to self-sabotage myself when I am trying to go through or start a new career or job. I get very bored very easily.
Yeah, you get scattered.
I lose interest. I mean, I go at it wholeheartedly from the beginning at the start, and once I think I have reached...
But is this really something you want to do? Is this from your heart and your soul?
It is. I've been thinking a lot about what makes me happy.
You know, the one thing to watch out for is what's the worst thing that can happen. There's nothing wrong with taking a look at it, but you don't want to dwell there. Very often people go through a good time in their lives and they go or a good relationship and they suddenly say, oh, when's this going to get bad? Because they know that in the past some things have gotten bad.
Yes.
But you don't want to necessarily repeat yourself. You want to even with a job that you hate, find the joy in it. What am I learning today? What am I gaining? How can I help teach other people? How can I do better at what I'm doing, even though I may not deep down like it? And then move on and find, well, what is it that I really want to be doing?
Correct. And I'm at that point right now where by the end of this year, I will be in a different country doing something totally different. But helping.
But, you know how salesmen turn you around? They use a yes, but.
Yes, but.
And yeah, and that's one thing we all have to watch out for. You'll say to a salesman, I'm not interested. And they'll say, of course you're not interested. I haven't shown you the product. Well, I don't have the money. Well, who's got the money nowadays? But I can show you how. Yes, but I can show you how you can save the money. And we sometimes tend to do that. I'd like to do that, but.
Correct. I was going to say after the but that this is something that I really searched deep inside myself. And this is what's going to make me happy and also allow me to help other people.
It sounds to me like you're on the right track. Don't question it. Don't doubt yourself.
I'm not doubting myself, and thanks to George and the show like Coast to Coast, I know that my life in the end will have a very happy ending or a positive.
And see where it guides you. You know, very often we start one type of job and then move on to another type of job, as I have.
That's me.
And as I have also, we don't live anymore, any of us. We're not job safe anymore. You don't work for the same corporation anymore and then retire. People change. People go to college to learn how to be dentists and suddenly decide after 5 years they don't want to do that anymore. And so many of the things that you do, you may not be conscious of it, seem to come together at a later point in your life.
Yes, I'm at that stage right now, Joseph, and I appreciate you taking the time to explain it and put it in a different perspective for me.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate you being on the program. Sounds like you helped him a little bit, Joseph.
Well, maybe more than just him. I was talking to him, but I was talking to everybody.
No, that's true, too. That's true. Hey, Joseph, we've got another hour to go, and I want people to continue to talk with you and chat with you. Website, 800cself.com. You haven't written a book, though, have you?
Well, I think I would have to stop doing readings, leave my wife, and live without a clock for about 6 months in order to do that. I'm a good writer, but I enjoy reading people more.
Well, I don't think we want you to leave your wife.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that either.
You've worked too hard to keep that relationship going the way it is.
The only time I've written is when I've been off by myself and lived without a clock, and that's hard to do.
How do people get a hold of you?
They can call my 800 number 24/7. Although my hours are 9 to 6 Pacific time.
And the number
is 800. It's 800-733-7353. And sometimes I can't get back to people within a week or two, but sometimes I can. And that's how to get in touch with me.
All right, that's 800-C-SELF, SEESELF. We'll be back in a moment with Joseph Jacobs and the rest of your phone calls for the hour on Coast to Coast AM.